Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Tonight, the City of Boston honors graduating seniors in a special celebration. It will be a virtual ceremony because of the coronavirus pandemic. Marianne Adden is this year's valedictorian at New Mission High School in Hyde Park. The Roxbury teenager is planning to attend Harvard this fall. She joins us to talk about graduating during this turbulent time. So what does it mean for you to be able to participate?
I know that it's hard times for us now with the whole COVID-19 pandemic, and the seniors this year for the class of 2020 have experienced a bunch of hardships and weren't allowed to go to prom or graduation. So I think the ceremony will allow them to enjoy their graduation virtually and be honored throughout Boston.
Now, I understand you have a role to play in the ceremony?
I do. I'm doing a small speech for the ceremony as valedictorian, along with some other valedictorians across the Boston area.
What are you going to say in your speech? Can you give us a little preview?
Yeah, so for my speech, I congratulated all the class of 2020 for their accomplishments, and I wanted to make sure they knew that they worked very hard to get to where they are now, and this is just the next step into their future, into achieving their goals and their dreams, and to make sure that they keep their head up during these times, because the most important thing is their family and their education, because they're all meant to shine.
Now, you won't be able to actually walk across a stage to get your diploma. Neither will your peers, not in the way that everybody is used to when you have high school commencements. How do you feel about that? How does that make you feel?
It was kind of a letdown that I couldn't go across the stage and receive my diploma that way. I've always dreamed about graduating with my cap and gown and getting my diploma and taking pictures with my friends on our last day. But I think everything happens for a reason, and it's going to make us better, and we'll learn how to deal with this if it ever happens again.
I understand you're from a large family and that your parents immigrated from Somalia. What are they saying about your accomplishments and the challenges that you've faced and your becoming a valedictorian and heading for Harvard at a very complex moment in mm-hmm. our history?
Yes. So my parents are very supportive and loving. They've always taught me that my education is the most important thing, and that it's a tool I can use to change the world and to create change in the world. So they're very proud of me and excited for me to go to Harvard, especially since I'm the only girl among 8 brothers. I had big shoes to fill because of my older brothers and the colleges and universities they went to. So they're just really excited for me to take this next step into my future.
Completing schoolwork amid the pandemic and at a level that would allow you to be valedictorian, that can't have been easy. How did you meet that challenge?
I think the biggest thing was time management, being able to set a schedule and determine when I'm going to do a certain assignment. And also having a quiet place for me to work and to focus was one of the biggest things that worked out for me and with online learning. So I think that, yeah.
Throughout your high school years, were you thinking about a goal of becoming valedictorian, or did it just sort of fall into your lap because you worked hard and did well?
I've actually always wanted to be valedictorian, especially with my older brothers. They were all high-achieving students. One was a valedictorian, too, and the other was a salutatorian. So I kind of had those shoes to fill, and it was one of the goals that I wanted to reach throughout high school. So I kind of planned for it to happen along the way, yeah.
Now, racial justice and police violence against Black people is at the forefront of discussions now in the United States and around the world following the Minneapolis police killing of George Floyd mm-hmm. last month. How is that affecting you?
It's heartbreaking to see what's going on in the world right now, especially living in Roxbury and being a person of color. I think it's hard to see and hard to understand, but the protests that are going on just shows how much supporters we have and how much the Black Lives Matter movement is important. And I think that what people are starting to understand now is that silence is not the answer and that they need to speak up and help gain the basic rights that people of color are fighting for in this country.
Marianne Adden, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Marianne Adden is this year's valedictorian at New Mission High School in Hyde Park.